Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Emily Mullen. In the past 20 years alone, three coronaviruses have caused major human disease outbreaks. First came the original SARS virus in 2002, then Middle East Respiratory Syndrome in 2012, and in 2019, SARS-CoV-2 emerged, setting off a global pandemic. Hundreds more coronaviruses are lurking in bats and other animals. Scientists have warned that some of these viruses could emerge in the future to infect people. Our current COVID-19 vaccines were specifically designed for SARS-CoV-2, but what if a next-generation vaccine could protect against both known and unknown coronaviruses? Scientists at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research in Silver Spring, Maryland, are working on a so-called universal coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Kevin Majerit is leading the effort.
We've developed a vaccine specifically for SARS-CoV-2, but what we've seen in our animal studies is that the immune response that it induces is active against all the variants, as well as other coronaviruses like SARS-CoV-1 that was seen back in 2002.
Before COVID-19, Majerit and his Army colleague Gordon Joyce were trying to develop a universal vaccine against a different group of viruses, one that includes Lassa virus, which is similar to Ebola.
And so when the new coronavirus was identified as a coronavirus and the sequence was published January 10th of 2020, that night, Dr. Joyce and I had a late night conversation about turning or pivoting our work that had been ongoing for other viruses towards this coronaviruses and towards coronaviruses as a whole.
Their vaccine is known as a spike ferritin nanoparticle, or SPFN for short. It combines tiny particles from a blood protein called ferritin with coronavirus spike proteins. All coronaviruses have these spike proteins on their surface. The vaccine works by presenting the immune system with the spike protein over and over again in an ordered fashion. But making the vaccine wasn't as simple as attaching one protein to another. Majerit and his colleagues had to figure out which parts of the spike protein to attach to which type of ferritin and how to link the two proteins together. It took months of trying more than 200 different combinations. By June of last year, the team found one version that succeeded where the others had failed. They then tested the experimental vaccine in mice, hamsters, and monkeys. The team also turned to less conventional animals for testing. Working with scientists in India, they injected horses with the vaccine to learn how strong the immune response was. And they collaborated with researchers at the University of Maryland to vaccinate sharks, which make special kinds of antibodies.
We saw the same thing over and over again, regardless of which animal species we were testing it in.
The vaccine produced a potent immune response against the original SARS-CoV-2 strain and three of its variants. The animals also developed antibodies against the 2002 SARS virus. The results are encouraging, but animals aren't people. The Army vaccine is now being tested in a small early-stage trial in humans. If it works and is safe, it could lay the foundation for a universal coronavirus vaccine.
The deadly coronaviruses like SARS-1, MERS, and now SARS-2 have all come from animal populations. And there's a strong expectation that this pattern is not going to end anytime soon. So we have to have a platform pre-positioned to anticipate the emergence of new coronaviruses.
But Majerit says it's going to take sustained interest and investment from the government and pharma companies to get a vaccine like this ready in time for the next pandemic.
Our species has a tendency to get distracted. We have a very strong appetite for distraction. And when something is not in the spotlight, when it's not a crisis anymore, we tend to forget and move on to something else. So the biggest challenge is going to be maintaining focus on this next step of developing vaccines that anticipate pandemics.
Thanks for listening. For 60 Second Science, I'm Emily Mullen.